Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today's lift comes to us from Martin Vesely. He's from San Jose, California.
Plain and simple, I didn't like my next-door neighbor and felt I had good reason not to. Whenever it came time to contribute his fair share of expenses for repairs of our shared property, he'd flat-out refuse to cooperate. Then an accident caused by a third party resulted in damage to our properties. And once again, he had no intention of helping to take care of the repairs. I'd been increasingly angry about his behavior over the years, and now I had every intention of telling him. That night, however, I opened my Bible for spiritual guidance, as I always do. My eyes fell on these words, "Owe no man anything, but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law." This reminded me that the conflict with my neighbor would only be resolved through my obedience to the commandment that Jesus gave, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Mary Baker Eddy, who discovered Christian Science, wrote in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, "Jesus beheld in science the perfect man, who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. This perfect man is the image and likeness of God, and who we truly are." The transformation that took place in thought from those words was immediate, and the animosity I felt just melted away. I found my heart filled with love, the love, I believe, that God intended his children to have for one another. The next day, my neighbor came up to me and, to my surprise, said, "I want you to know that I'm ashamed about how I've acted over the years, and I want to pay my fair share." I felt an overwhelming sense of gratitude to God for this resolution. Every time we look to God to find peace with our neighbor, there's a little more peace on earth.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2020.